I'm reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 this morning, if you would like to follow along in your Bible. I hope you will. I hope you open a Bible and look at it with me as I attempt to preach from God's Word. You need to know that the man you're listening to is in fact preaching and teaching from God's Word and not his own thoughts or the thoughts of men. I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, "Yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own soul, because you were dear unto us. You remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God, your witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe." End of reading. Now, this is a vital subject and passage to look at, knowing the true preacher of God. If you go to a church and listen to a man who calls himself a preacher, you need to know that he is indeed a true preacher sent by God. A true preacher. This is so necessary in these last days and perilous times, Scripture calls them, when so many evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, Scripture said. The Lord Jesus Christ warned that in the last days there would be many false prophets arising and deceiving many. He said many will come and say that Jesus is the Christ, but he said, "I never sent them." The apostles warned in every epistle of false prophets. So we must look at this. We must examine those that preach to us. When you look around at all the corruption in religion, and what you're seeing reported on the news is just a fraction of what really goes on. All of the perversion and corruption that we've seen in Catholicism today, over 300 men charged with child abuse. Why do people continue to follow such corruption and such evil men and women and put their children in danger? Because the Scripture says that in the last days they will turn away their ears from the truth unto fables, that they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That is, they want men and women to tell them what they want to hear. Smooth thing. Prophets that prophesy lies. And Scripture says it's amazing, but the people would want this to be. But not God's true people. They are told in 1 John 4 to try the spirits. 1 John 4. Now, the reason they're called spirits is because a man is led by and influenced by one of two spirits, the Holy Spirit or an evil spirit. There's no middle ground. There are three ways that we see here in this chapter in which a man may be known as being a true preacher as opposed to a false one. Now let me say this. Women are forbidden in the Scriptures to preach or teach, to usurp authority over the man, to hold a position in the church as pastor and preacher. They are completely forbidden in the Scripture. That's what God's Word said. And anyone who does so is a rebel against God and a false prophet or prophetess. Scripture says it's not permitted for a woman to speak in the church. Period. Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 gives us the message, the methods, and the manner of the true preacher of God. He says in verse 1, my entrance in unto you, our entrance, speaking on behalf of Silas and Timothy, who were his constant companion. He said, our entrance unto you was not in vain. One time Moses told the people in Deuteronomy 32, these words are words of life. They're not vain words. They're words of life. The message of the preacher, the true preacher of God, is a message from God's word and are words of life, life and death. Paul one time said, God always makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. To the living, it's a savor of life. To the dead, it's a savor of death. In other words, those who have life, eternal life, recognize, receive, believe the word of God and the true preacher of the word as being words of life. But to the dead, those dead in trespasses and sin, there's nothing in it, nothing for them. Well, he said in verse 2, we suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, but we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. Persecution and hatred always follows the preaching of the truth. Those who preach the truth are hated by the world and by those who do not believe the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said this to his disciples, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. If there's no persecution, no hatred, there's generally no truth being preached. Well, the apostles were all hated. The prophets were all hated. All the prophets were killed except Elijah. And all the apostles were killed except John. Persecution and hatred always follows preaching of the truth. Our Lord said this, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil falsely against you for my name's sake, for the glory of God, for the glory of Christ, for the glory of his word, for the preaching of the truth. And he said we're bold, that is, courageous and preaching with authority, dogmatically, unashamedly, unabashedly, boldly preaching in our God the gospel of God. Now here is the message and the method of God's true preacher. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, I'm called to be an apostle separated unto the gospel of God. It is God's gospel. How dare anyone preach anything else? Add to it. Take away from it. How dare anyone say anything that God did not say in his word? This is God's gospel. This is God's word. I see everywhere, you see everywhere, billboards beside the highway with statements that God did not make, and his name is at the end of it. This is the so-called God campaign that's supported by modern religion all over, and they're thinking they're doing God a service when in fact they're taking God's name in vain and saying what he didn't say, such as, God loves you. Nowhere in this Bible does it say that. Nowhere in this Bible does it say Jesus loves you. Nowhere. None of the prophets ever said that to a crowd of people. None of the apostles ever said that to a crowd of people. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came on this earth. He was a preacher. If anybody would tell a group of people that God loves them, surely he would. He did not. Not once. Never did he say that. God loves his people. God loves his chosen people. God loves those who love him, who love Jesus Christ, who love his truth. God is angry with the wicked every day. God hates all workers of iniquity. That's what the Bible says. The gospel of God is the good news that God is God. God reigns and rules among the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto them, him, what doest thou? That's the God of the Bible, reigning, ruling, doing as he will with whom he will, because he will. Everything working according to his will, not man's will. A God who wants to and can't, who tries and fails, who's a bystander in the affairs of men, who's standing on the sideline, hoping, wishing, wanting man to do something for him, who doesn't want things to happen, but they happen anyway, is not the God of the Bible. What good news is there in a God who is a bystander, who doesn't want bad things to happen, they happen anyway? Why would you need a God like that? Well, I'm here to tell you, and the true preacher of God preaches the gospel, the good news that God reigns, that God is God. He's not running for election. He does the electing. He's not trying to be God. He is God. He doesn't try to tell anyone anything. He speaks and things happen. People move. And this is the gospel, it says, concerning his Son in Romans 1, concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ the Lord, declared to be the Son of God with power. How much power does Jesus Christ have? All power in heaven and earth, Christ said, is given unto me. All power over all souls, over devils, men, elements, everything. He has the keys of hell and death at his side. Good news for helpless, hopeless, repentant sinners that Jesus Christ has all power. Power to kill, power to make alive, power to wound, power to heal. All power, power to save, power to damn. And all those who ask him, he will save them. And he's the Son of God, the only bodily manifestation or appearance of God who is invisible, who is spirit. Jesus Christ. Paul said, we're bold to speak the gospel of God. Now this gospel, what I've just said to you, is hated by many, but it's the truth. And Paul said, we preach this gospel of God with much contention. And he said, our exhortation was not of deceit, not deceiving anyone, telling the truth, nor of uncleanness, no wicked and perverse motives behind it, trying to lead captive silly women, nor in guile, the scripture said. No, open, up front, honest before all. Look at the word of God. Examine the man and examine his message by the word of God. See if what he's saying is so. He said, as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not pleasing men, but God, which trieth our heart. This is the message, this is the method, and this is the manner of the true preacher of God. He's a preacher, and what he does is preach. He's not a socializer, an organizer, a programmer, a back scratcher, an ear tickler, but a preacher of the Word of God, a preacher of the gospel of God, a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the preacher does, and that's what he preaches. That's who he preaches. What about your preacher? Examine him by these things. You may know them. You may know them by God's word. Until next Sunday, may the Lord bless his word. Amen.